A mujeres no me falta ni el dinero ni el amor.
This is Liliana.
Hola.
Liliana Kill.
Liliana Mata. And this is Marco.
Hello.
And myself, Leonardo Guerrero from Hermosillo, Sonora.
Hey, you know your name means warrior?
Yes.
Yeah.
Where's that from?
Because my great-great-grandfather, it was a warrior. He fought for independence.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
You're laughing.
No, I'm not.
But wait, so Guerrero, but Guerrero is a last name from Spain, right?
Exactly. This guy was a second-generation Spanish in Mexico, and his name is Vicente Guerrero.
I see. Whatever. Hijo, I knew he was lying. Hijo, that's like one of like the most famous revolutionary like,
leaders.
Yes.
I mean, that was a long time ago. But my grandpa says that we're descendants from him.
I don't know. Are you serious?
Yeah, that's what he says.
Is it believable? I mean, there must be like a billion Guerreros in Mexico.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But if you guys are... I would really start doing some research. That would be amazing, Leo.
That would be great. Anyways, let's start with the lessons. Lessons coming this week. On Monday, we have an advanced lesson about Iran.
Mm-hmm.
So you know all this buzz about what's going on in Iran. What's going on?
Well, basically, the lesson is about how they use the internet to express
it's
what was
amazing.
Going on. Yes.
Like, if it wasn't for Twitter, there wouldn't be, like, all this buzz and all these people talking about the problem.
Exactly.
You know? So, Cheers, internet.
Welcome to the 21st century.
And it's the same in Mexico, I think. Like, now people, they get to know more about our leaders and our politicians, all this corruption going around. Things get out there and people know about it now. So people are not happy about it.
Yeah, because before it was controlled. Our media was controlled by the government, and
Now really? It
isn't. Oh, yeah.
Now it's not publicly...
Well, actually, right now, Televisa, still, it's very, you know, it's like Fox in a way. So TV Azteca became like the new, more open, more like revolutionary.
Speaking of which... in Venezuela, they revoked like 30 radio stations'
I know.
And now President Chavez is trying to nationalize two big coffee maker companies.
No, this is ridiculous.
He says that he's going against monopolies and trying to give what's rightfully theirs back to the people.
Anyways, so Iran, that's on Monday. On Wednesday, we have an intermediate lesson, and that's postcard. How to send a postcard, I guess.
And how to write one.
How to write one.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you write one?
Well, yeah, basically it's a girl that is writing a postcard.
Is it a love postcard?
No. She's writing from Russia. From Russia with love.
Nice. Yes. You know, I have the habit of sending postcards and Leo used to tease me about it.
I think it's amazing.
I think it's amazing too.
But well, he's like, Leo, I need to get postcards. I need to send postcards. He's like... Seriously, postcards, what are you doing? Giving me crap about it.
No, I think it's great. Like, my father has postcards that I send him from when I travel. I love them because now he shows them to me. And I was like, wow, it's amazing. Like, the way you wrote, what you write, everything is original. I think it's nice. We shouldn't lose that.
I should start doing that.
Yeah, and you travel so much. You should do it. Imagine your mom. She will go crazy if you send her a postcard.
I'll try next trip.
Yeah, right. But just send it like the quick way because Mexico, their post services.
Yeah, they will get it like 3 months after.
Yeah, you'll arrive first before the postcard.
You know, in Galapagos, there's an interesting way of sending letters and postcards.
With birds.
No. They have this big box. So when you arrive, tourists can leave. It's kind of like the old sailor's way. So you would go through a box and see like postcards and stuff and where the city it's from, and you would deliver it by hand, and then you would leave your postcard there. So then if somebody from your state or from your city goes there, he's like, oh, from Chihuahua, and then they'll take it back to Mexico and either put it in the mail in Mexico or hand deliver it because they're from the same town.
That is amazing.
Sounds interesting.
It's really, really cool. So then there have been cases where a postcard or a letter will arrive like 10 years after because somebody from the same town is there.
Cool.
Nice. On Friday, we have an upper intermediate lesson, and that's massage. Liliana can tell us a lot about it.
Massage. Aromatherapy.
Yes.
Oil massage.
It's so cheap here in China. So tell us a little bit about the kinds. You have the Thai massage, the oil massage.
Aromaterapia, piedras calientes, cuatro manos, acuático.
Cuatro manos? How do you do that? The two people?
Yeah.
With an octopus.
Yes. An octopus is massaging you.
Is the Thai massage when they step on you?
Yes. It's so good. It's on the floor.
And they step on you?
Yeah, but usually they use... there's like a tube. Yeah, a tube that they grab onto. Or it depends.
It kind of sounds like a lap dance.
Yeah.
Oh, no. So, no. It's a massage.
So what if she has stinky feet?
Yeah. No, they're not. Okay. You just have to try it. It's amazing.
Is it always a girl or can it be a guy?
It can be both, yeah.
Guy with big feet.
Yeah.
Massaging your face.
No, but it's great. You should give it a try.
Also on Oye, ¿cómo va?
Mi ritmo.
Bueno, para gozar. We had a lesson this week about Ingrata.
Mm-hmm.
The famous song from Café Tacuba. It's kind of funny, but at the same time, I think it really represents the way we're saying in the podcast. When you give everything to a girl, when the girl just decides like, oh, I don't want it anymore. And then she comes back. Take that
in your face.
Exactly. So that's what the song is about. It's really good.
And next week, we have a song with Ricky Martin, the famous Ricky Martin, and Chambao, which is a group from Spain. And the singer, the main singer of the group, she comes and sings with Ricky Martin. And they do a great combo.
Yeah, it's really good.
Oh,
it's
really?
A really good song. You have never heard it?
No. You know what we should do? We should do a song of Pimpinela. You know Pimpinela?
I love Pimpinela.
Yes. Soy yo que vienes a buscar a ti. Ya es tarde. ¿Por qué? So they're like brother and sister, but they kind of role play this.
They're brother and sister?
Yeah, they're brother and sister.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were lovers.
No. They're just really good actors.
Yeah.
And they'd role play like, yeah, like
that's
if they were
lovers. That's kind of disturbing. Thanks for telling me that.
You didn't know they were brother and sister?
No.
Because they always talk about these love fights and stuff.
Yeah, but it's only a song.
I know. You're right.
It's not like a movie. Anyways,
we get it.
So their songs are great.
Anyways, next week on Del Taco al Tango, we have Cubanismo.
Cubanismo, chico.
Vamos a hablar cubanismo.
You can't do accents, seriously.
You're very bad, Lily.
I know, why?
Oye, chico, porque tu cubanismo está muy malo.
Lo que pasa es que tú no tienes amiga cubano, pues, chica.
Pero, chico, que... I'm so bad. I really suck. Seriously.
We'll do a podcast on imitations.
No, come on. Let me just try once more.
Pero es que tú no puedes, mi chica.
Pero es que tú no puedes, mi chico.
It's coming.
I'm bad.
All right, so yeah, we're going to talk about Cubanismos with Jenny, I guess. So that's it for today, guys. Thank you for listening again and handling Marco's voice. Because he tried to sing and stuff.
Hey, I'm a good singer.
That's it. See you next week.
Bye-bye.